This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, seismic analysis needed for LANL's two new radioactive liquid waste treatment facilities. There has not been an adequate examination of the seismic vulnerabilities and increasing risk of seismic activity in the area of Valle Caldera with Los Alamos National Laboratory on the eastern slope. Under the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act, seismic analysis are required for hazardous waste facilities located in Los Alamos County, which includes two new radioactive liquid waste treatment facilities at LANL. It is unknown whether the 1963 version of the treatment facility has been operating without such analysis. Seismic analysis are also required for any hazardous waste facility located between Taos and Bernalillo counties that lie along the Pajarito Fault System and the connected Embudo Fault System. The Hazardous Waste Act implements the Federal Resource Conservation and Recovery Act in New Mexico. Hazardous waste can be a solid, a liquid, a semi-solid, or a contained gaseous material. It can be corrosive, ignitable, reactive, or toxic. Hazardous waste has properties that make it dangerous or capable of having a harmful effect on human health or the environment. The New Mexico Water Quality Act contains a limitation that no water quality permit may be issued if the Hazardous Waste Act covers a facility. The Environment Department and LANL have ignored that limitation, sacrificing proper regulation of the old and new radioactive liquid waste treatment facilities. CCNS's concerns about seismic activity are well-founded. Recall the proposed Super Walmart-sized nuclear facility as part of the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement Project at LANL. It was canceled in 2014 because of the additional cost to address the threats of seismic activity within the Pajarito Fault System. The price tag grew from $600 million in 2004 to over $6 billion in 2011. Since 1963 and continuing until today, the Radioactive Liquid Waste Treatment Facility at LANL has handled, treated, and stored radioactive and hazardous liquid waste generated at the plutonium facility and other LANL facilities. In the plutonium facility, spherical triggers or plutonium pits for nuclear weapons are fabricated using toxic and hazardous materials. There are underground pipes from the plutonium facility to the treatment facility where the radioactive and hazardous liquids are treated. The Environment Department insists on regulating the facility under the New Mexico Water Quality Act, which has no provisions for hazardous waste and does not require seismic analysis, as the Hazardous Waste Act does. Honor Our Pueblo Existence, Hope, and CCNS argue that the radioactive liquid waste treatment facilities must be managed under the Hazardous Waste Act. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this important issue, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can also listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.